Hello, this is Dr. Banner Gulter dictating an endoscopy report on Michael Gunter. Date of birth 2/28/1952. Day of procedure January 31st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Yevgenia Goltrivio. Referring physician is Dr. Tariq Tayaba. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroenteroscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy, comma, tattoo placement, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is esophagitis, comma, gastric intestinal metaplasia, comma, positive Cologuard test, comma, history of Cologuard sensitive. Description of procedure. Informed consent of pain period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as myopathy. Oral explanation period. The patient's breath and mask, you see, place in left lateral position. Suggestion for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care period. A well lubricated limb, video gas scopes introduced into the soft cinnamon, such as direct vision for the second portion of the bottom period. Careful examination of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus period. Retroflex view was obtained of the cardia period, air reception from the stomach, full withdrawal scope period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position period, a digital rectal exam was run period, a well lubricated lunch video. Colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending form, hepatic flexure, transform, stomach flexure, descending form, sigmoid form, the rectum period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Valve preparation was suboptimal with a valve reflex score of 6.2-2-2 period. This is a technically difficult colonoscopy with a tortuous colon requiring counter pressure and repositioning in order to reach the cecum period. Patients tried to proceed well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal and mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 43 centimeters from the bite block with approximately 15 millimeter segment of salmon colored mucosa noted, comma C0 and 1.5, comma back preserved per the Seattle protocol in order to rule out their esophagus. Next line, NBI was used on the gastric mucosa. There was no pinpoint irregularity noted. Comma biopsies were obtained separately in the antrum, body, and cardia per the Sydney protocol for further evaluation of GIM. Next line. The duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were previously obtained. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line. The Boston Bob Prep score was suboptimal. The Boston Bob Prep score was 6.2-2-2. Period. The colonoscopy was technically difficult with a tortuous colon and a significant amount of counter pressure and repositioning required, as well as a spastic colon period. There was evidence of approximately 15 millimeter hepatic flexure septal polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was a flat, lobulated approximately 2.5 centimeter in length polyp in the ascending colon that was cold biopsied for histology and tattooed just distally for marking. Next line, in the proximal transverse colon, there was another flat polyp approximately 15 millimeters in length that was cold biopsied and tattooed distally for marking. Next line, in the proximal transverse colon, there were two sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size, and the other was approximately 7 millimeters in size. Next line, in the mid-transverse colon, there was approximately 12 millimeter sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, in the mid-transverse colon, there was another two diminutive rectal sessile polyps, polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, in the descending colon, there was an approximately 15 millimeter sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line. At approximately 30 centimeters from the anal verge in the sigmoid colon, there was evidence of inflammation and erythematous tissue that was cold biopsy for histology. Next line. There was evidence of an approximately 10 millimeter rectal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy total. Next line. There in the rectum on retroflexion, there was evidence of either a hypertrophied anal, larger hypertrophied anal papilla versus polyp that was cold biopsied for histology. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll refer to CARE for removal of the two larger polyps in the asymmetric colon and proximal transverse colon with EMR, as well as possibly the rectal polyp noted on retroflexion if this turns out to be a polyp versus a hypertrophied anal papilla. Next line. Recommend PPI daily. Next line. Recommend general measures to decrease risk of gastric cancer, including no smoking and no alcohol use, comma follow-up pack from gastric biopsies. Next line, as patients found to have Barrett's esophagus, will need repeat endoscopy in 3 years, as well as for evaluation of GIM. Next line. This was discussed with the patient at length. Thank you.